The Campaign for Safe Cosmetics wants the labels on cosmetics to reflect all the ingredients in a product. But spokesperson Stacey Malkin says that's not what's happening. The campaign recently sent 17 brands of perfumes and body sprays to an independent lab.
We found in these products an average of 14 hidden chemicals that were not listed on labels, but the lab was able to detect.
Malkin says some of those hidden chemicals have been associated with asthma and headaches, while others are hormone disruptors linked to sperm damage, thyroid problems, and even cancer. Malkin says there's a reason companies don't put those chemicals on the labels. They don't have to.
It is required that companies list the chemicals in products except if they're part of the fragrance. So there's a huge loophole in federal law that allows companies to keep secret the chemicals and fragrances.
And this loophole exists for more than just perfumes. Malkin says things like children's bubble bath can create toxic contaminants, and those aren't listed on the labels. And researchers have found undisclosed chemicals in nearly all brands of cleaning products, things such as dishwashing soap, floor polish, and air fresheners.
If a chemical is found in a product, it doesn't mean that the product is toxic or hazardous.
Gretchen Schaefer is spokesperson for the Consumer Specialty Products Association, which represents the makers of cleaning products. She says companies are required to list anything that's hazardous on the label. As more consumers ask for additional information, she says manufacturers are providing more about their chemical formulas. But Schaefer says most are not willing to disclose the trade secrets of their fragrances.
It is the fragrance that makes those products unique. And that's why protecting those fragrance formulas are absolutely critical to the manufacturers of the overall product.
That's also true when it comes to companies that make cosmetics and perfumes. The trade group representing the cosmetics industry says that new study, the one that found 14 undisclosed chemicals in the top perfumes and colognes, is misusing the information. The Personal Care Products Association says the chemicals in question are only a concern at very high levels, but the study doesn't report the levels of these chemicals. The Campaign for Safe Cosmetics says most of the chemicals it found in fragrances haven't even been assessed for safety. Ann Steineman is an environmental engineering professor at the University of Washington and has studied hundreds of cleaning products. She says nearly all brands on the market, even those labeled green products, contain undisclosed carcinogens, which are considered hazardous by the Environmental Protection Agency.
According to the EPA, there are carcinogens, things that are classified as carcinogens, have no safe exposure level. There is no safety threshold level. Even one molecule cannot be considered safe.
Bills have been introduced in both the U.S. House and Senate to change labeling laws on things like cleaning products. And the EPA recently classified some of the chemicals found in fragrances as chemicals of concern. Advocates for improved labeling and safer ingredients advise consumers to use fewer products with fragrances. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.